Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey friend, I am glad that you're here. Man, I think I talk about forgiveness so much, but we're talking about it again today because every time I spend time in the Word and continue to read, I learn more about this topic, especially in relating to offense and being offended and our pain. So much goes into releasing this debt. So we're going to just talk about what does the Bible say about forgiveness? We're going to talk about understanding and applying these principles. But most importantly, let's talk about what is forgiveness and what it is not. I'm going to continue to shout this from the rooftop until you understand that forgiveness does not mean reconciliation, and forgiveness does not mean that you just instantly go back to trusting the person. Thank you again for being here. Most importantly, before I continue, I also want to encourage you, hit the follow button so that you always get notified when the podcast releases. I also have a free Facebook group where you can join us. You can post, you can talk about your favorite episode, but most importantly, it's a community. It's a community where you can share what it is that you're walking through. It's where we come together and pray. So again, that's free for you. You can go to the show notes below and hit the link and just join us. And if this topic is something that you really continue to wrestle with, or you just feel like it's so hard for you to let go, you're so overwhelmed by your feelings, a great starting place would be for you to join us inside the Spiritual Growth Framework course. This is where we're going to really tackle this together on a more personal, in-depth level, where there's going to be, I like to call it homework, but there's assignments, there's talking, there is working this out, there is accountability. And most importantly, it's a safe place. This is a safe place for you to go and to learn and be with other women going the same thing that you're going through. So again, sign up, join us inside the Spiritual Growth Framework course. Now, there will be people in your life who will never be able to see the pain that they caused you. What I always hold so dear to my heart is that nothing is hidden from God. If I can't hide anything from Him, that means that anybody else is not going to get away with it either. We are all going to be held accountable because He is a just God. Our pain can drop us to our knees, but it's our anchor and hope in Christ that allows us to really stand with forgiveness in our hearts. I've had people excuse their behavior in the name of God, but God knows the truth. Although this unrecognized pain hurts, it hurts our hearts, it doesn't hinder our ability to heal with the Lord. Although these imperfect people have hurt us, that doesn't limit us from pursuing the healing. So when we fix our eyes on Jesus and our pain, that it's met with gentleness and the tenderness it deserves. So what is forgiveness? Forgiveness is not based on finding redeeming qualities that make a person worth forgiving. You know how we're always trying to find like these really great things about somebody that's hurt us, which is still a good practice to look at the good. But when you've been in some serious hurt and serious altercations with these people, you also want to protect your mind and your heart. So this isn't about searching out the qualities that make this person worth forgiving, because Jesus went to the cross for us and there was nothing that we could do to be in his place because we were imperfect. Forgiveness doesn't require you to minimize your pain. It doesn't require you to minimize your suffering or the importance of the experience. Forgiving someone doesn't mean you are saying this doesn't matter. Forgiveness doesn't mean that you are enabling sin. You don't have to continue to put yourself in a situation of harm. Forgiveness is not waiting to feel something, because Lord knows there are so many times that I don't feel like forgiving, because forgiveness is always a choice. It's an act. It's never just going to happen. So when we choose to forgive, this is something that we are walking out. The more that we understand what forgiveness is, and that's between you and God, it's really the freer that you're going to become. Forgiveness requires us to put the other person in God's hands and allow God to work his justice in that person's life, just like he's doing with us. We are not exempt to this, my friend. Please do not walk around looking at everybody and saying, God, you need to take care of that person. And God, you need to take care of that person. Let our prayer always be, Lord, do the work in me. Let me see what is going on inside of me that you need to take care of, that we need to address together. We cannot continue in to always point our fingers. So that's just a little side note. But everything in us, when we're talking about forgiveness, we'll want to bring justice to ourselves, right? We're going to get our chest really big. We're going to get our arms really wide, and we're going to start creating the justice for ourselves. But we know that when we do that, usually more harm than good. And that usually keeps us trapped instead of free. So the question always becomes, do you trust God with your hurt and pain, and that he will avenge you justly, not the way that you think it should be, which is really important. We don't have to hold that pain close because God is near. It's in our pain that he says, come to me. God is the only one who can avenge. We need to hold this very close. He is the judge. And you know why we can trust him to judge rightly? Because he is a just God. There is no bias in him. John 5:30 says, as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I see not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. The works that Jesus does bear witness about him and that God sent him. This is what we can trust, that God is not biased. He doesn't show favoritism, and he knows the heart and intent of the man. We also see this in the Bible, that forgiveness is not an option. It's not an option for us, friend. If we follow Jesus, it's a command. But here is the point. This command is not about ignoring our pain. It's a command that frees the other person and us. If we look at scripture and God as loving and just, those go together, as holy and righteous, they go together. But it's in all of that, that in his love, he doesn't want us to be hurt or to hold this kind of offense or to hold this pain. It's out of his love that he says, you are to forgive. But he's not saying that what has been done to you, that you need to bypass reality and act like nothing matters and nothing happened. His command stems from love, but it's out of protection. He desires your heart to be pure and not defiled from the snares of the enemy. So unforgiveness can quickly become resentment, bitterness, and rage. He wants to meet us there, but he doesn't want to leave us there. True forgiveness is releasing the debt owed to you in God's hand instead of white knuckling it in yours. I know that there are many layers to forgiveness. I think the context of the situation matters too. For example, church discipline, intimate friendships, a marriage relationship, family friendships, all of those, these different contexts and situations are going to have very different layers of forgiveness and walking out that process of how to get to that point. So the base, though, is always rooted and grounded in love. And it's always the choice to forgive. And how we walk that out is going to look different in every situation. Few questions just to ask yourself when forgiving others. Have I confessed my sin and received God's forgiveness? Is there anyone whom I have sinned against from and need to ask for forgiveness? Is there anyone who has sinned against me and asked me for forgiveness, but I refuse to give? Is there anyone that I am holding a grudge against for past wrongs? And the last one, is there an unresolved issue? Will I simply let it go or will I take it to the offender about it? Because again, continuing to hold a grudge is not a biblical option. Will you be willing to forgive the offender if they ask you for forgiveness? Today, you get to release someone of their debt through forgiveness. And I don't want you to have to do this alone. It is hard to learn to trust people, especially if you've been hurt. But when we learn to trust God and that He is just, and again, I talk about this in my Spiritual Growth Framework course, we learn that we can trust Him and that He wants to be gentle with our pain because He meets us there, but we know He doesn't want to stay there, and we continue to be convicted. So if forgiveness is hard for you to walk through and comprehend, join me. I want to walk through this with you. I want you to know that you're not alone. I'm praying for you and I'm rooting for you. And I can't wait to see you inside of the course. Or if you want to get started with just reading, pick up my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. As always, challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wish I could get rid of the pain that I felt. Yet, I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them. You get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes, but it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day. Not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God? A place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved. A place where you feel like you didn't have to hide. Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started, and I'll see you there, friend.